President Russell M. Nelson, General Women's Session, Sisters' Participation in the Gathering of Israel. Every woman is a mother by virtue of her eternal divine destiny. As the father of 10 children, 9 daughters and 1 son, and as president of the church, I pray that you will sense how deeply I feel about you, about who you are, and all the good you can do. No one can do what a righteous woman can do. No one can duplicate the influence of a mother. My dear sisters, you have special spiritual gifts and propensities. Tonight I urge you, with all the hope of my heart, to pray to understand your spiritual gifts, to cultivate, use, and expand them, even more than you ever have. You will change the world as you do so. I'm extending a prophetic plea to you, the women of the church, to shape the future by helping to gather scattered Israel. Where can you start? May I offer 4 invitations. First, I invite you to participate in a 10-day fast from social media and from any other media that bring negative and impure thoughts to your mind. Pray to know which influences to remove during your fast. Second, I invite you to read the Book of Mormon between now and the end of the year. As you read, I would encourage you to mark each verse that speaks of or refers to the Savior. Then, be intentional about talking of Christ, rejoicing in Christ, and preaching of Christ with your families and friends. Third, establish a pattern of regular temple attendance. This may require a little more sacrifice in your life. More regular time in the temple will allow the Lord to teach you how to draw upon His priesthood power with which you have been endowed in His temple. My 4th invitation, for you who are of age, is to participate fully in Relief Society. I urge you to study the current Relief Society purpose statement. It is inspiring. It may guide you in developing your own purpose statement for your own life. My dear sisters, we need you. We need your strength, your conversion, your conviction, your ability to lead, your wisdom, and your voices. We simply cannot gather Israel without you. See the full address at conference.lds.org. Sunday Morning Session, The Correct Name of the Church, by President Russell M. Nelson. Some weeks ago, I released a statement regarding a course correction for the name of the church. The name of the church, official statement, August 16, 2018, mormonnewsroom.org. I did this because the Lord impressed upon my mind the importance of the name He decreed for His church, even the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Let me explain why we care so deeply about this issue. But first, let me state what this effort is not. It is not a name change. It is not rebranding. It is not cosmetic. It is not a whim. And it is not inconsequential. Instead, it is a correction. It is the command of the Lord. Joseph Smith did not name the church restored through him, neither did Mormon. It was the Savior Himself who said, "For thus shall my church be called in the last days, even the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints." The name of the church is not negotiable. When we omit His name from His church, we are inadvertently removing Him as the central focus of our lives. Taking the Savior's name upon us includes declaring and witnessing to others, through our actions and our words, that Jesus is the Christ. My dear brothers and sisters, I promise you that if we will do our best to restore the correct name of the Lord's church, He, whose church this is, will pour down His power and blessings upon the heads of the Latter-day Saints, the likes of which we have never seen. We will have the knowledge and power of God to help us take the blessings of the restored gospel of Jesus Christ to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people, and to prepare the world for the second coming of the Lord. See the full address at conference.lds.org. Read by Van Farnworth.